Greg, retirement planning is a huge challenge. And whenever I think about how much is enough, I just can't figure out, you know, am I going to have enough to retire on? I read all these retirement planning articles and I still come away wondering, am I putting enough away?
I think, first of all, this is a good time to talk about this because it's right around year end, right at the start of a new year, and people should take a look at their financial situation and try to make some guesstimates on how far they've come and how far they have to go. I think one of the major things is to break out the parts. We all kind of get depressed when we look at a huge problem, but if we can just take pieces of it, for example, in this situation, you would consider all types of ways you might be getting money when you retire. You might get your pension, you might get Social Security, you might have a 401k and or an IRA. You might have some investments in your own name, not in your IRA. You need to add all those up to see where you are. Then, if you have some time left before you retire, then you start making plans on how you can furnish that retirement a little bit better.
And time really is the key factor here because, of course, the earlier you start investing for retirement, ultimately, the better off you're going to be. Unfortunately, I've seen surveys indicating that about a quarter of all baby boomers have nothing saved for retirement. But you shouldn't get discouraged because even if you're in your mid-50s, you still have some time. In 10 years' time, you can still put away a significant amount of money for your nest egg.
You know, when you're let's say you're 62, you still have time to set some money aside. So you can't start thinking that you can't do it. You have to start thinking that you can do it. When you're 55, you probably don't have any college expenses for your children. You may be getting close to the end of your home mortgage. You might not need that new hot SUV. There are ways you're not spending money, so it's a good time to set some of that money aside. Maybe you'll have to skip a trip to Europe this year, but gee, it seems like planning for retirement's a lot more important.
I still come back to that. The big question for me is how much is going to be enough? No matter how much I put into my pension plans, I just feel like it's not going to be enough. How do you reach that figure?
I don't think you can estimate precisely. What a lot of advisors suggest is you should plan to spend 4% of your savings each year when you're in retirement. This would be a 401k plan where you've got a certain amount in there, and you have to remember that even though you take 4% out, all that money in the pool is still earning money. So that can extend you for 25, 30 years without depleting the cash.
Thanks, Greg. Greg Heberlin is KPLU's financial commentator. You can download our Money Matters conversations at kplu.org. I'll also include a few links to retirement planning websites there as well. I'm Dave Meyer.